Hello, this is Internet Governance Explained. We are
Hernán Funes
and Valeria Tsoi, and today we're going to talk about NFTs and governance. Our guest today is Dr. Leonard Ante. Dr. Leonard Ante is a co-founder of the Blockchain Research Lab and has researched the use of blockchain technology in various sectors and the implication and characteristics of cryptocurrencies.
Dr. Ante, we have heard a lot about NFTs lately. There are news regarding the topic, million-dollar sales. Some people even call it the best new thing that can happen in the art world. For those listeners out there that have not heard about an NFT, in your words, what is an NFT?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. Non-fungible tokens, NFTs, so some specific type of blockchain tokens. So maybe to start, we need to understand what is a blockchain, then we need to understand what is a token, and then we need to understand what is an NFT. And a blockchain is a digital decentralized database that enables individuals on the internet to transfer money or transfer value with each other. And on top of this, there are so-called smart contracts, so that's distributed computer code that enables the concept of tokenization. And tokenization can be understood as some sort of digital container that can hold any value. In the case of a non-fungible token, that is one specific type of token, that is a unique item. And the uniqueness can be something digital, like a JPEG on the internet, or it can be something physical, like a real-world asset. And the most obvious examples for that may be the JPEG on the internet or the physical piece of art, like the Mona Lisa, that is simply tokenized and represented by an NFT.
Now that we know what an NFT is, and we can go to our second question. As we conducted our research on NFT, it became clear that being a new technology as it is, it needs regulations and norms. It needs governance. One of the topics that caught our attention is the discussion about the massive electricity use and the environmental impact of NFTs.
Just to say an example, we found a study from Memo Acton, an artist and creative technologist based in London. Memo is mostly known for the reappropriation of advanced electronic software and hardware system. And he only creates what he calls colloquially clean NFTs. If you don't know him, we are going to write the link of his work in our description. Well, Memo Acton made a research on the environmental impact of NFTs and concluded that one single edition of NFT was equivalent to flying 2 hours, or using a laptop for 3 years, or driving 1,000 kilometers in a car that needs gas. So our second question would be, can NFTs be ecological?
Yes, so the ecological footprint of NFTs is definitely a problem right now, especially on the Ethereum blockchain, because that is being secured via the so-called proof-of-work consensus mechanism that employs huge amounts of energy. However, any other major blockchain does not use proof-of-work as an underlying consensus, but proof-of-stake or other mechanisms that aren't that energy intense. So other blockchains even enable carbon neutral or carbon negative NFT solutions as of now. And Ethereum is also currently working on transitioning from proof of work to a proof of stake blockchain. So the topic of energy consumption is not that related to NFTs, but it's related to the underlying blockchains. And that is something that is currently being worked on. So my feeling is that it is a problem, yes, but it won't be a problem in the future anymore.
The absence of applicable rules to services related to NFT can lead to ecological risks. So our next question is the government or the European Parliament regulating this topic on NFT or not?
Well, that's a difficult question because, we only have Bitcoin and blockchain for a little over 10 years. Then we have smart contracts for less than 10 years. And now we have NFTs for a couple of years. And all of these different and new technologies aren't yet fully regulated. And obviously, they need some sort of regulation, but regulation should never hinder the actual positive effect of a new technology. So it's very tricky. But if we go into the topic of NFTs, there are huge problems right now. So one problem is that legal certainty does not persist. So if I buy a digital JPEG on the internet, what do I exactly own? Do I own the copyright? Am I able to use this as a logo in a commercial brochure or something? This is fully unclear. And major protocols such as CryptoPunks or the Bored Ape Club, that are two huge NFT protocols, have very different approaches here. And this leads to a lot of discussion. And my understanding is that this needs to be solved. And for that, we need standards and we need regulation. And obviously, that's also something the community needs to take on. Another very critical topic is the topic of wash trading that we also saw in the history of cryptocurrency markets and cryptocurrency exchanges in general. So as cryptocurrencies or blockchains are pseudo-anonymous, a fraudulent user would be able to transfer NFTs between two or more wallets that this user holds. And no one could actually verify that this is one and the same person. And this can be used to inflate prices. So you sell one NFT 10 times to yourself and you inflate the price until you find someone who you can sell it to. And this person will never find a buyer again. So this is one problem. And the other problem is that, well, you can also buy and sell NFTs to commit tax fraud. And if you sell it to yourself, but pseudo-anonymously, etc. So we need some sort of market oversight and regulation. And these are topics that obviously research needs to tackle. And we first need to understand what is going on. We need on-chain analyses. We need actual court cases where this is being discussed, and well, everyone knows that this is a problem and it's being worked on, but there is a need for that, yes.
You mentioned that these new technologies should be regulated, but who do you think should regulate it?
I think it's a very nice idea for an industry to self-regulate, but if we look at historic behavior, this may not work. Mm-hmm. Because there will always be some bad actors that somehow make use of loopholes and do not really regulate. And especially if we look at the tech sector, well, the large established tech sector, self-regulation doesn't work out too well because no one of us owns our own data. So if we now talk about our value on the internet, this should most likely be, and I apologize as a blockchain researcher to say that, be regulated through the federal states and the EU.
And in this regard, how do you see the future for NFTs?
Well, NFT markets developed very rapidly and had a very exponential growth over the last years. And this very much felt like a tech bubble or a speculative bubble that may burst. And this could very well be the case, but one aspect of such bubbles is that, well, there needs to be some fundamental underlying value why people invest in it, why people use it, why this bubble actually forms. And this is that NFTs are a highly innovative and highly relevant thing. And I believe this bubble may burst in the future. Mm-hmm. And but we are working with something in terms of NFTs that will persist and that will become something relevant and big in the future. And well, one could argue that they are already something big because major companies like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, etc. are using NFTs right now.
Yes, and there's also the million of dollar art pieces that are being sold as NFTs.
Social media and arts are, and potentially metaverses or so, are very prevalent use cases, and they especially arts, make a lot of sense because NFTs empower people that were previously not able to sell their values that they produce. But I also think that there are many, many more very, very valuable use cases for NFTs that aren't really explored yet. Mm-hmm. This can be financial markets, this can be event ticketing, this can be in-game items, etc. So there's so much more to do here, and I think the future for NFTs will be bright. One thing to add is that the topic of bridging across blockchains and where one holds an NFT and how it's being held in wallets and different blockchains and transaction fees, etc. This is one very big obstacle that people are having currently. Also, how to sell and how to sell efficiently. Mm-hmm. And we need all sorts of on-top solutions and protocols and layers and wallet providers for this NFT space to actually make it grow. Because right now, there is more or less OpenSea on the Ethereum blockchain, one marketplace where people can trade, and lots of different smaller marketplaces. And I think Coinbase is going to launch something and other parties. But right now we may have a speculative bubble, but we need more like a tech bubble where lots of stuff is being developed.
Right. And also where people can trust these platforms. Because until now, you trust Ethereum, and there's many others. But I think the trust could be an issue there, no? What do you think?
Yes, I also think so. I think we need some sort of underlying protocols that show how ownership and how the creation of NFTs is done. So if I own some JPEG on the internet, I want to know where was it initially created, who's the artist, how can I be sure that this, what I own, hasn't been simply copy-pasted by someone, and it's actually the original. And this is still an obstacle because, I can simply copy-paste the Beeple NFT that has been sold for $36 million, and I may find some people that are, sorry to say that, but dumb enough to buy it from me. Mm-hmm. And for that, we actually need, on the one hand, regulation, but on the other hand, services and protocols that mm-hmm. somehow make this ecosystem more safe. And that's also what hinders mature growth.
Thank you, Dr. Ante, for the interview. It was great to hear an expert opinion on NFT and to hear an insight of the digital world, as this issue is extremely topical today. And now we would like to speculate a bit on this topic with Hernan. So, Hernan, great discussion, isn't it? Some years ago, we couldn't imagine that we would be able to sell pieces of art virtually. Now it became our reality, and we can even sell apartments using NFT. But we face a new problem related to the environment, right?
Exactly. We do not hear a lot about this problem today from the experts. Unfortunately, not so many people know about this obstacle. But if we look at the numbers, this could be a governance topic. And the legislative powers have not pronounced about this topic yet. But maybe it's because today the amount of NFT emissions is not yet comparable to the amount of emissions of Bitcoin or streaming services.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that the government should control this situation because the sphere is developing super fast, and even my little brother wants to sell something using NFT.
Well, yeah, if he does, just let us know. Maybe he becomes the best new thing. And just to conclude our talk, I want to thank Dr. Ante for his insightful interview. And I would like to say thank you, everyone, for listening our podcast, and stay tuned. And also, don't forget to listen to the other episodes. Goodbye.